If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to today's daily meeting. Glad to have each and every one of you on the call this morning. Terrific Tuesday. Glad to have y'all again. We are on the micro businesses and just excited about everything that everyone that has a micro business has going on, and those who, you know, after hearing all the people's micro businesses and what they entail, may spark something in them to say, you know what, I want a micro business too. So again, glad to have you all on today's call. I'm going to wait for Adonia to come on. She sent me an email saying the reason I wasn't on is because I lost the information for the call. I said, oh, okay, well, here you go. So she'll be on today shortly. And so when she comes on, we'll talk about her micro business. Antonio said, hey, I want you to go, go into detail about Adonia's micro business because it's so unique and everyone needs something like it. So it's going to be the focus for today. So glad to have y'all. In the meantime, whilst we wait for Adonia to come, does anybody have any questions or any, you know, want to say something for those of you who do have a micro business or anybody who has questions about a micro business?
I would love if Arshia can to unmute her and tell us how things are going with her micro business, as well as the other business that she is in.
Cause she's been working.
When you see me next camera off this camera, I'm working. Okay. Last night when we get off the call, I created 2 logos. I don't know how to show the logos, so I can just try to send it to Grace whenever I finish talking. But for my micro business, I created 3 domains. Let me see the names of the. I mean, because I just created it. I know it's top tier. A top tier ghost writing solution. And the second one is top tier medical transcribing. And then the third one is premium media transcribing. So far I created 2 logos. I'm still working on those landing pages though, because I started on the landing page working from scratch. I need the template. I need that template. I need the template. But so far, so good. Go ahead.
Do you have landing pages that you're, you know, how we taught you to look at a page, and are you doing?
I do. Grace sent it to me, and I'm going to do a word for word. Word for word.
Just plug in what applies to you, and it'll make that faster. Even if you're starting from scratch, you have a layout. So even if you're starting from scratch, you know where the photos go, you know where the words go, you know the graphics, you know where everything goes. So, because I used to be the same way, I would start from scratch and be like, I don't know what to do. But the moment I have a another landing page, and it moves faster because I know what I'm putting in. Once I know that, I know, okay, well, I know I got two pictures going here. I got some words going here. I'm going to need the two column because on this side I have a picture and on this side I have some word. It flows a lot easier.
And when I tell you, it made it so much easier, because when I started from scratch, I was like, oh, ma'am, sir, I didn't sign up for this. But then when I got, you know, the copycat, you know how they had copycat recipes. When I got the copycat website, it became easier. And then the other business I'm working on is like a body garment business, like a shapewear. So the name for that is Body Art Shapewear. So we already got the logo already. We already got the domain. So right now we're working with vendors to get our merchandise set up. And we in the process of getting a virtual address along with the business bank account and the LLC for that. So once we get that set up, and then we're going to move along to the podcast, the Body Art Podcast, to draw more traffic. But all of this stuff entangles with my other company, because once I get all that off the ground running, I want to go back to my body contouring business and create a med spa. But this time, I don't want to be in the business working physically. I'm going to create that so it can be like a luxury med spa with medical professionals come in and do their services in there. So I'm looking forward to that, because or she ain't gonna be working out. I'm gonna be wearing these garments. I'm gonna be snatched, but I'm gonna be my own investment for my company. And we're gonna let the professionals do what they do.
I got a quick question for you, Arshia, for your body contouring company. You said professional. Have you know how they have like the Planet of Salon at where you rent out rooms, and rent the rooms from you, and there's like massage therapist, hair stylist.
Yeah.
Thought about that for your med spa?
You know, I thought about it. Actually, I already created a blueprint. I drew out a blueprint how I wanted it. And then yesterday I seen a company that go in and design med spas. So whenever you go in there, it looked like a luxury experience. But I already thought about the hair, the nail, you know.
And not just the hairs and nails, but that whole concept of when people walk in and to have that luxury experience when they walk in, they have that front desk where they have that sitting. Yeah. Then their technician has their, like, it's their business, but they rent it from, they rent their office space from like the like a gallery of salons kind of thing.
Like boot renting. Oh, I thought about all of that. But this time I was like, I'm going to bring in the big dogs with the license so they can do the liposuction procedures. Anything that you need, we're going to have it. IV, dehydration bag. So I'm thinking about all of that. So while I'm in practice and all that kind of stuff, I'm thinking about putting all that in there. Because at first I was going to go back to school, but I'm like, I'm not doing that no more. I ain't doing that no more. But I was going to go back to do like the, when it comes to the anesthetic, and when it comes to the skin and all that kind of stuff. But I was gonna do, because when I had my business, I was creating that to have it set up for 2 years, and I was gonna have one of my friends go in there and create a you know how to have like a cosmetology school, but it was a beauty school. I was gonna have that attached to it too. So all of that is in the works. So I'm just looking forward to that.
All right. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say thank you. I had actually we were waiting for Adanya, I had asked her to speak because last night she was giving us her wins, and she started work, like has been putting in work on her micro business. And I believe Antoine has been working on his too. If y'all follow Antoine online, you'll see. But I remember specifically what Arshia said last night. So while we were waiting for Adanya to log on, I just wanted Arshia to give us some of the things she. I'm going to now move out of the way. Grace, the floor is yours, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am. Did you see my question in the chat?
I just answered it for you.
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, okay, so that means, okay. We are going to... All right, so we are about to get to Miss Adonia's micro business. Miss Adonia, are you able to speak? If not, it's okay. I just want to make sure that I can get you where you're listening, because I'm going over this. Antonio said, hey, go over this specifically, yes, for Adonia, but for everybody to really listen, because her micro business is really unique and everyone can use what she is doing. So, all right.
Good morning. Oh, I'm actually here, and I apologize because I'm still not logged in correctly. Me and my technology challenges were fighting this last few days. Anyway, so I kind of understand you're going over the micro businesses, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I'm about to go over yours specifically.
Oh, okay. So I'm just going to shut up and listen then, correct?
All right. Well, here we go. Okay. So Adonia, chime in at any time, okay? Chime in. Okay, so for everyone, Adonia has a multimedia company for her micro business. And Antonio says she's going to do her HR, Gary Venus, and podcast all in one podcast, okay? Now, she's going to, he wants Adonia to do HR, what Gary V does to media. And if anybody knows Gary V and what he does to media, that is what Adonia will be doing to HR. And she already started with, I would say, her first episode with Yolanda, helping her with what she is, you know, her circumstances of what she had gone through at a grocery store. And we recorded that on Zoom. And I'm telling you, you get Adonia, that is Adonia's gift, okay? Something happened here. I slipped and fell. What can I, hey, you know, this is what you do. Make sure you got this. And so she was just going off that, and every question Yolanda had, Adonia knew the answer. I was like, man, okay, I'm just sitting here listening. So it's really good. She's gonna need four things: a writer, someone who does graphics.
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me. First, good morning to you, Gracie. Good morning, everybody. But second, I just have to say, why you in that space? Adonia, fire, fire, fire. That's all.
All right.
All right, then.
Okay. So she's going to need a writer, someone who does graphics, a video editor, and someone to shoot video. And so I'm pretty sure Adonia will find all four of those people. Okay. Pretty sure she'll find all four of those people in this group. Yes, ma'am.
Just a reminder to everyone, if you're looking for help in your businesses, go to, and Mr. Phil has recommended this on multiple occasions. If you're looking for someone to help you and you don't have the budget to put them on payroll, go speak to your local college. So if you're looking for someone to do video artwork, things like that, you go to your, here in Houston, we have the Art Institute. So we can go to the Art Institute. We can speak to the dean of that department. Let them know, hey, I have a business and I'm looking for, the word just escaped me, y'all.
Intern.
Thank you. And I'm looking for interns. Ask them, what's the process because you want to make sure that when they come work for you as an intern, they get credit for that. So you want to make sure that you know the process that you need to go through to be eligible to be a business that that students can intern at. And you can have an intern come in and work for you, do the things you need to do, have a time frame, so that way you can have those people available for you until you can put somebody on payroll. And this will also help you kind of shop around for someone when you're ready to hire. You can always go back to that person, let them know they did a wonderful job and you want to hire them on. And not only does this help you, but it helps build their portfolio towards graduation.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard it.
Awesome. Awesome. Grace, can I say something?
Sure. Great.
I also, I have some VAs. I have my VA working on, I have some VAs, a connection with VAs in the Philippines. And so I have them working on my micro business and my master plan that Antonio has given us to have 12 free items and 12 low price items and high ticket items. So they've been, yes, the VA is virtual assistant. And so I can assist you if you're interested in getting someone there that specializes in social media and can do your posts and do your graphics and things of that nature, whatever you need them to do from a distance. They don't have to be physically there for you. VAs are a great tool. A lot of them can have degrees, and they, of course, from the Philippines, but they have degrees and they've been doing it, and you can get it at a much reasonable price than you can in the States.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Antoine, for that information. Please get with Antoine, okay? For the virtual assistant, Dee Marie, thank you so much for letting me know that VA equals virtual assistant, because when he said that, we got so many people over here in the military. I went straight to military when he said VA. Because he's wrong here too, okay? So my brain went to military. I said, wait, what? Okay. Thank you so much. I sure do appreciate that. I needed that. That was for me. So hop on that virtual assistant, y'all, for real. Hop on that with Antoine. If you need his information, please let us know. He's driving right now, so he can't put it in the chat. We will if you need it. Okay. iPhone, or is this IO or Aaron? You said me too.
This is Aaron.
Oh, okay.
IO is the one that said me too.
Oh, okay. Okay. I heard somebody call my name right when Mr. Antoine was talking. Who was that? It was a gentleman. Okay. All right. Well, if you come back on and have a question or something, please let me know. All right. Okay, I want to make sure I'm not frozen. All right. So we're going to keep going. Thank you again for that, Deanna and Mr. Antoine. Thank you for those those nuggets, very much needed. Okay, so for Adonia's business, her overhead is $100 a month, and she's going to follow the Gary V content model. Antonio put this in the chat last week when he was talking about Adonia's business, but I put it in the chat again so that you can have it to where you can turn one piece of content into 64 pieces of content. And Antonio was giving examples of how you can take one thing and turn it into multiple pieces of content. And I remember because he quizzed us and said, okay, I got this. What can I do with this? And we were, you know, going over it. And so so with the example of what Adonia did with the video with Yolanda, the Zoom call with Yolanda, he said, take the video of Adonia and Yolanda, strip the audio and put it on podcast. Then she can take the video and put it on a YouTube channel, and then also have someone take notes from the video and put them in the show notes of the YouTube video as well as her podcast. Okay, that's, I don't even know how many pieces of content that is right now, but okay, it's more than one. Okay, he said the notes are going to have bullet points, and each time a sentence or a thought ends, take those thoughts, go to unsplash.com, okay, and then type in that thought, and it'll come up with a lot of pictures. Okay, find the picture that you want and put the thought on the graphic to post to social media. And so let me see something here. Just like this, I'm gonna try and share my screen. I have been working with Antonio for someone's graphics. And I just looked up quotes. He said, hey, look up some quotes on pain for me and create a graphic. I said, okay. And I saw a quote that says, pain nourishes courage. That was the first sentence of the quote. I said, okay. So what I do, my thought process, I find a quote that speaks to me, say, hey, pick me. And so I pick that one. And then I go find the picture that goes with the quote and that speaks to me and said, hey, pick me. And then I do that. And then I added her logo. And that's what you can do. So that's what he's talking about there. And then Adonia is also going to need a logo. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to assume either she's going to find someone. Miss, come on, please, come on.
For when Grace was telling everyone, you know, take the video and strip the audio, put it on podcast and put the video on YouTube. Everyone should do that with your videos, because that's already two pieces of content. You have your video and then you have your podcast. But I was explaining, I can't remember who I was talking to. I've fallen asleep and woken up since then, so please forgive me. But when you, not everybody listens to podcasts. Not everybody is on YouTube. Not everybody, as much as we want to think that to be true, is not true. Yes, there's millions of people on Facebook, billions of people, but there's like 1% that's not there. So you want to make sure that everything that you're doing is on all platforms, because you never know who's listening or who's watching. So even when you're doing, let's say you do a TikTok video, and it's like a 15-minute video, or it's a 10-minute video, or it's even a 5-minute video, put it up on your YouTube, but strip the audio, because whatever you're saying in there is also a podcast episode. If you go live on Facebook, strip the audio, put it up on your podcast, but download that video and put it on your YouTube, because you never know. You never know. So that particular section, everyone should do that with every piece of content you have. It's not only is it part of the Gary V content model, but if you've actually opened up the Gary V content model, you'll see he's on across multiple platforms. That's why he posts 64. He takes one piece of content and turns it into 64 pieces, because he's on all platforms. So whoever is wherever, he got them. You can't miss Gary V, and now you won't be able to miss Adonia, because she's gonna be Gary V-ing it up in the HR department. So take that same advice and use it for you and your podcast and your YouTube page. And it also helps you, now you have episodes for your podcast that you didn't have to sit down and do all the whole whoop-de-woo and la-di-da to. And you have content on YouTube, so now you can build your YouTube page. Because after a certain point, you can monetize your YouTube page, but you can't monetize it if nobody's watching you.
She said what she said. Okay, listen. Thank you, Deanna. Thank you so much for that. Thank you, Mr. Antoine. Antoine put his information in the chat for anybody who wants to. He has his email address and his phone number. He says he's going to need your email and phone number if you're interested in the virtual assistant. Okay. So that's in the chat. Adonia says she already started. She has over 40 graphics and she'll start posting soon. Way to go, Miss Adonia. And then she says she has a logo. So Adonia's on the ball. Okay. She's working. Okay. All right. Thanks, Dee, for posting that again for Mr. Antoine. All right. Gonna keep going. Let's see. Okay. So she has a logo. And also, Antonio said, she can take the graphic and make them episodes. That's what Deanna just said. Okay. You can take your graphic and make them episodes. That one I showed y'all that says pain nourishes courage. that's a podcast episode. We can talk about that, right? So we don't care about having the best podcast. We care about monetizing the podcast. Deanna just said that, okay? You can't monetize what people are not looking at, okay? So you better come on in line with these notes, okay? So when you raise, I'm sorry, don't go and get clients. He said this last week. Don't go and get clients. When you post, everyone will assume you have lots of clients. Then your prices have just gone up, okay? So no need to go get clients if you're posting content every day. People are going to see, like, man, they're doing a lot. You know, they are very successful. Let me go and check them out. There you go. And when you raise your profile, you're going to get a bunch of people. You don't have to beg for money, okay? So there we go. We've been talking about the Gary Vee content model. Everything needs 64 pieces of content. Doesn't matter what you're doing. Everything needs 64 pieces of content. Now, the other part of Adonia that we haven't talked about that Antonio has laid out for you, and I'm going to email all of this to you that I'm explaining to you. Your podcast episodes is from the book Multipliers, How the Best Leaders Make Everyone Smarter. You can look that up. Uh-oh, hold on. I got it just so people can see what the book looks like. Okay, so this is the book your podcast will be coming from. And Antonio, you have Antonio notes. And so when I tell you got Antonio notes, every chapter, he has written notes for every chapter from Multipliers. And also in the notes for every chapter, there are bullet points for page numbers in the book. And so he is very detailed. He said, you tell Adonia, every bullet point that she sees, that's a podcast episode. I said, okay, I sure will. And I can't count. I can't count, Adonia, okay? So you got a lot of podcast episodes that you do not have to worry about, okay? I'm telling you, he went chapter by chapter for the book and has bullet points forever. Also, you also have 26 skills to teach your teens before they leave home. Those are also podcast episodes, graphics, you know, videos, all those types of things. And so I'm going to send all of these things to you as well. And then he talked about content curating for income. Miss D. Marie, you have been on it today. So I want to see if you have something you want to share.
I do, to help everyone. Okay, you just heard what Grace said about Multipliers.
Adonia said she has that book. Great.
Come on, Adonia. You heard what Grace just said about taking how Antonio pretty much used Adonia's podcast for her. You all can do the same thing. If Antonio has ever recommended a book to you, you have a 200 episode podcast. And I'm gonna break it down to you how. You're in the book. You read the first chapter. Then you take quotes that stick out to you in that chapter. And I'm saying this about the books that Antonio has recommended to you, but this is also something that you should do with your own books.
You've been learning from Antonio and pausing for effect. Come on here. I heard that.
I didn't even realize I did that. I would be honest. I didn't even realize I did that.
Okay. Y'all heard it. If you got a book that you wrote, hey. Keep going. I'm sorry. I got excited.
What you do is, if it's your book, you have someone else read it and to ask them, okay, when you finish with this, can you write the page number and the specific quote that stood out to you and send it to me? Because what you can now do is your podcast, that particular quote, now you can go in and you can talk in depth about that specific quote. And that's a podcast episode. So if someone is reading your book and they send you 20 quotes per chapter of your book, you have 20 chapters. Grace, what's 20 times 20?
You said 20 times 20? Yeah. 400.
Oh, now you have a 400 episode podcast. My math is a little slow this morning, y'all. I'm still waking up.
Okay, if it was a dollar sign in front of one of them 20, she had it because she get money like that. Keep going.
Sure. That is so weird. I would have been like, 400. You have $400. Quick, I would have counted that. It's crazy. But have someone do that for you, or you can, if Antonio's ever recommended a book for you and that book changed your life, which if you've actually read any book that he's recommended to you, your life was changed, period, because he don't just recommend books just to do it. Trust me, I know. I'm reading one now. I'm like, wow. Take that book. Take each chapter. Like, example, I've been reading this book. It's called The Kundalini Awakening. It's actually four books. It's a five, like, this is five total books in one. And I'm in like book four now, I remember. Yeah, book four. But I can take this book. I can start in book one. Book one, the end, book one, chapter one, and read and be like, wow. The practice of awakening the Kundalini is very much known, or I'll pick one, and or whatever stands out to me, I'll take that and I'll do my page number, do what the quote is. And now when I start my podcast, I have the episodes I already need, because all I'm going to do is go back to that quote and talk about that quote and why that quote stood out to me and what that quote means to me, and share it with you. And that would either encourage you to read the book, or that would encourage you to follow the podcast. Either way it goes. So you all can do that, and you could do a video. Strip the audio, make it a podcast episode, put the video up on YouTube and do all of that. But please take what Adanya is doing and use it for you. All you have to do is plug and play. Plug you in and play. So I just wanted to let everyone know that that wasn't, you know, just something for Adanya. Like, all of you can do that and have a podcast with 400 episodes pre-produced before the end of the year. And all you have to do is just go back and do the quote, and the quote is the title of the episode, and bam, you're done.
Deanna,
I didn't do it.
I know you did it because I saw you do it. but question: so you can put stuff on YouTube that is just audio, right? And it doesn't. I don't necessarily have to have a. I could kind of do like a TikTok where I just...
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.
Put like a picture or something, but just have the sound going, right?
Yes, ma'am, you can. Okay. You can put the thumbnail up there and call it a day. With Red Circle, you can link it to your YouTube. And what Red Circle does is they take your podcast cover and use it as a thumbnail. So the audio is playing, but your podcast cover is showing the whole time. So you can definitely do that.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. Glad you got what you needed, Queen Renee. All right, all right. Okay, any other questions for Deanna before we move on? Okay, because she is on it today. All right. And Deanna, Antoine just put in the chat, any recommendation app to strip audio from video?
I don't have a recommendation for an app, Antoine. I know a few people on here do use apps to do that. When I do any audio, I do it all from my Mac. So I always use Logic Pro. But if anyone has an app that you use that works for you when it comes to stripping audio, if you can please, Melissa just posted Wondershare by Filmora.
Okay, so, somebody has that for their micro business to use. I'm gonna put the link in the chat. I'm trying to see if it was Josephus. Or
question, when you say stripping audio, are they recording their, I guess their interviews or what have you, through something else other than Zoom? Because when you do download it from Zoom, it gives you two separate files, the video with the audio, and you can do whatever you want.
When you, let's say they're doing a phone, and they're recording that way, they didn't have a chance to sit in front of Zoom or anything, that's what we mean by stripping the audio. What they can do is put their video through software and it'll pull the audio for them. So now all they just have is the audio for a podcast episode. But I love that about Zoom because I don't have to do all the extra stuff.
Yeah, because I'm not trying to work that hard. I worked hard enough.
I feel. Oh, and if you use... For those who use Logic Pro, you can actually, because I've done this and messed this up enough to know how to do it now. let's say you have a video, you don't have to strip the audio to upload it to Logic Pro. When you're uploading it, you just pull the audio and it'll strip the audio from the video for you. So Logic Pro, you can do that through Logic Pro too, if that's something that you use.
Okay. Now, is Logic Pro just for Apple or is it also for PC? Is it just for Mac or is it?
I don't want to give a wrong answer here. I will do that real quick and find out because I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever Antonio says, I get.
Right.
Well, actually, no, I don't get it. I just pull it.
Right. Right. Yeah, but you know, because I know a lot of times he mentions the things. Because he has a Mac, and so, but I know we always try to find the equivalent. So if Logic Pro is also the equivalent for PC, we'll put that out there for you. I put the link for Wondershare and the tutorial on YouTube for Wondershare on how to use it in the chat as well. Yes, ma'am, Adonia, we have given you a year's worth of work, but we got more for you. We're not done. He's very extensive. You know how he does it. Okay, so gonna keep going. Here we go. Wait, let me get back to it, don't you? Okay, now. So the next thing we're on is content curating for income. So content curation is the spreading out of content, and without content on the internet, you don't have a funnel. Okay, you don't have a funnel. Which is very much true. Okay. So you need lots of content to create that funnel. Arshia has a lot of content for a funnel. Okay. That landing page is going to help her with a funnel. So with the Gary V video, there was a Gary V video that Antonio took notes on. And he said, how serious to take making content on the internet is the number one thing you need. Okay, you got to take that very seriously, making content on the internet. Number one thing you need. Life is about understanding the alternative. No matter what your excuse is of why you haven't started, social media is not broken. You are. Okay, that these are not my words. I'm just giving you what's given to me. Okay, we all get punched in the face. Now, how one plays with the tools is the variable for success. And until you start making dozens of content a week, you're going to lose large amounts of money. I'm going to repeat that one because when I read it, I said, oh my goodness. Until you start making dozens of content a week, you're going to lose large amounts of money. That is, listen, very true. Okay. You want to monetize your podcast? Well, you're going to need a lot of, go and get the content. Antonio always talks about, excuse me, how many episodes or how many downloads you need to start monetizing your podcast. Now, somebody is asking, well, how many episodes is that again? And I knew you was going to ask that, and I don't have the number in my head. If Deanna has it, I hope she unmutes her mic or puts it in the chat and lets us know. how many downloads do your podcast need for you to start monetizing?
500.
Come on, Queen Renee. That's it. 500. 500. I got to keep that in mind. I keep that in mind now. I'm a numbers person. 500. So you need 500 downloads to start monetizing, okay? So 500 and above, you're getting in the money, okay? Now, if you're not doing content every day, Antonio says it boils down to two things. A, audacity. You think the content you've done will work in 2022? It won't, okay? I'm going to just tell you right now, it won't. The content that you did a year ago is not working this year. The content you did in January is probably not working is right now, okay? So you got to create that content every day. And B, you've lost your ambition, okay? So boils down to two things. This audacity, you think it's going to work right now, or you've lost your ambition. If you lost your ambition, I encourage you to get it back, okay? Get it back quickly so you can come on and create this content. Now, he says, actual kindness is giving without expectation. People actually use kindness and have a sense of manipulation, okay? So that he always says, check your motives when he's talking to us. Blockchain is the book industry for the internet, and the way people make buying decisions will be based on the people they see on social media, which is true. I want to say that one again. The way people make buying decisions will be based on the people they see on social media. So if they continue to see you on social media and what you're doing, and they can see you consistently, they will, okay, let me get with Deanna and see what she got going on. Oh, I like what she's doing. Let me, you know, buy her products, you know, because Deanna's building trust with me, and she's understanding how to get my money from my pocket. I gotta want what you're selling more than I want the money in my pocket. So if you are creating content every day and adding value, don't just create content to create content. No, you want to create your content to add value to people every day, because people's favorite radio station is WIIFM. What's in it for me? Okay. So if you're not giving me a reason to buy from you, okay, I'm just looking at you. So I'm going to keep scrolling. So your goal is to get 1,000 pieces of content a day that do not promote you. One more time. Your goal is to get 1,000 pieces of content a day that do not promote you. So if Adonia, you know, it has her podcast, whatever the podcast is called, she's not promoting the podcast. She's adding value with the content, with 1,000 pieces a day of content to add value to people, so that when she does come with a piece of content that promotes the podcast, people will be susceptible, I think that's the word, to taking a listen to her podcast. Like, man, you know what? Adonia been giving me a whole lot of value and everything. I love her posts, and I love what she's been talking about. Yeah, I got to check out her podcast so I can get more of that. Yeah, that's what you want to do. Okay. Now, any thoughts on that section? Content curation. We all know that we have to do, even if you're saying, I do it every day. I'm posting. We can always do more. It's never too late. You know, it's never bad to do more than what you're doing now. Okay. So you can continue to have that consistency. Deanna said in the chat, they don't see you, they won't buy from you. That is very true. Okay. If you don't see me, why would, when I come on and you do see me, I say, hey, come on, Jerome, and buy this phone from me. Jerome will be like, first of all, who are you? We just started, you know, you just started talking to me. How are you gonna? Yeah. I'm telling you, buying and dating are just alike. Okay. So don't ask me for my credit card if you haven't dated me. Okay. So here we go. All right. No one has any thoughts or questions. I know Deanna will be right back. So we're going to go to the next section, optimizing your content for lead generation. Optimizing your content for lead generation. You want your readers to enjoy themselves. So what you want to do is add lead magnets. What this means is have something so valuable that they will give up their name, phone number, and email for it. OK, Okay, that's what those, listen, that's what those, that's what Arshia is creating those landing pages for. She's creating something so valuable that people will give her their name, phone number, and email for it. So you can have data so that you can continue to give them content and add value through email, social media, all those types of things. So that's what you want to do. Add lead magnets. These should be on a landing page and make sure they get it as fast as possible. So your landing page should cover one thing. Every landing page I've seen only covers one thing. And whatever they're talking about, it adds a lot of value. And they say, hey, come on and get my book. And they talk about what's in the book, you know, and the value of the book and how it will help you. Hey, get it for free. Just give me your name, phone number, and email. Hey, okay. I've done it several times with Grant Cardone. Okay. Done it several times. And so that's what you want to do as well. Add those lead magnets. If a request is made, make sure they get the information they requested immediately. Okay. So if you're giving something to someone and you've asked them for their information, they're going to expect to get it immediately. So that's what you want to do. As soon as you get their information, let me send out to you what I said I'm sending to you. Okay. That's that building that trust up front, right? So optimize means to make the best. It means efficient. Okay. Efficient. What you want to do is come up with 40 different lead magnets, 20 lead magnets for the female, and 20 lead magnets for the male. I know Antonio has talked about this before. And what you want to do is poll your audience. Find out what they're running away from and what they're running towards. He always mentions, if you ever go to whatever it is that you want to purchase or to find out what people are complaining about, and if in your industry, just, yeah, go to the review section, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a product, go to the review section, the reviews, see what people are complaining about, and then go and do that and solve their complaining problem. Okay. So that's what polling your audience is will do. Find out what the people are running away from and what they're running towards. Excuse me. Everyone on earth is programmable. That is true. Everyone on earth is programmable. So you want to get those things done. That's how you optimize your content for lead generation. Okay. Now, the next thing, you want to optimize your content for social media. So for social media, optimize your content. Number one, visuals are important. Okay. You need to have an images everything, not image is everything. Images, like more than one. Images everything mindset for social media. Okay, visuals are very important. Like I was telling you with the graphics that I was creating for someone. Okay. So I lost my train of thought. Somebody sent me a message. Okay, so visuals are very important. So you want to have that kind of mindset, that image everything mindset for your social media. No one reads their news feeds. They skim them. This is true. This is why visuals are very important. Because if I see a picture and it catches my eye, I'm going to stop scrolling. Then I'll read what's up above the picture, just so I can gain an understanding of what the picture is talking about. So use popular hashtags also and tag popular people. I saw one of my friends that I went to college with, just reading this note. One of my friends I went to college with, she went this past weekend and saw the new movie, The Woman King. And she gave her a review on it. And after she gave her review, at the very end, she gave praises to Viola Davis. And she tagged Viola Davis in her review. Hey, I said, whoa, that is great. Because Viola Davis is going to read what she said, you know, just because, she, you know, she tagged her. So make sure you use popular hashtags and tag popular people. Follow other people on social media. Favorite them and star them, and then save this content any way possible. Notes, a pocket app, whatever you have. It doesn't matter what it is, but make sure you have a way to save it. And then schedule the content, okay? Antonio uses HeroPost. He always suggests HeroPost for you all. And Melissa said yesterday that HeroPost is now on sale. I hope it's still on sale. I think she said for about $50. normally it's $197 one time. Well, she said it was $50. So I would go and hop on that post haste. Okay. So tag powerful social media users and use hashtracking.com. Hashtracking.com. I'm gonna put that in the chat. Hashtracking.com. You can go and find that. I'll go and find that on the internet, and so I can give you the link so that you can click on it. But you want to use hashtracking.com. We need to have social share on all blog posts. Clout.com. Use that to find the most influential people online and tag them on your post. So clout.com is another one as well. I'll put that in the chat. Okay. Melissa said Pipeline Pro is also having a sale. Okay, they're still having a sale. Is it still $37, Melissa? Because okay. So if you need the CRM, if anyone needs a CRM, Pipeline Pro is still on sale for $37. I would hop on that as well. All right. Now, optimizing your content for search engines. What you want to do is use keywords. Don't worry about SEO, search engine optimization. Crank out great content. Call it what it is. Don't get too cute. And your job is to be so socially awesome. People can't wait people look forward to talk about what you're talking about. Okay. So that's the optimizing your content for search engines. So call it what it is and be that popular. The people, they're always ready for the next time what you're going to talk about. Now, Adonia also has the ultimate SEO checklist, 25 questions to ask yourself before your next post. It's a link. It'll be in your notes. Okay. I'll put that in the chat. Yeah. Okay. Everybody wants to steal from you. Give them permission. But when they come back to steal more, that's when you charge them. Okay. Antonio is good for that. Okay. He gives away millions of dollars worth of content for free. And he encourages everybody, hey, take this and steal from me. Hey, get this book that I wrote and steal from me. Okay. Whatever he does, say, take it and steal. And the next time they come back and want to steal, okay, this time you have to come off some change. Okay. So that's what you want to do. Okay. He has a link for advanced guide to marketing here for you. Let me see, put that in the chat as well. And then, how to reteach someone else's content without being sued. Everybody wants this, okay? How to reteach someone else's content without being sued. Step one, say what they said. Step two, say how you agree or disagree. Step three, say how you won when you agreed or you lost when you disagreed with them. Step four, say how you know your life would be better if you didn't do whatever you did in step three. And then the final step, step five, say how other people disagreed with what was said. So this is what works for you not to be sued when you're talking about somebody else's content and reteaching someone else's content. Okay, that's all in the chat for you. So you want to make sure, please follow those guidelines. We don't want to hear that you demand, you know what, somebody filed a lawsuit against me. Wait a minute. Did you follow the steps? Okay. So this is how to reteach someone else's content without being sued. Work hard to start. And once you're done, getting money should be easy. This is the millionaire rule. Always borrow money when you don't need it. He stresses that all the time. Okay. Him and Anthony. They always stress that. Okay. Your credit profile is a numerical cancellation of your integrity.
Always use more another freezer.
Oh, okay. Wait, Dr. Sugar, say that again. Okay. I was trying to see if she's talking to us or talking to someone else. Okay, no worries. Okay. Let me see. Okay. Your credit profile is a numerical calculation of your integrity and your desperation. My goodness, Antonio talks about this quite often, okay? So he'll tell you, I care about my credit, but I don't care about my credit. He cares about it when it's a numerical calculation of his integrity and desperation, right? So he continues to have great credit because he understands that equals my integrity. If I say I'm going to pay something, then I'm going to pay something. So that's your credit profile. This is why Adonia is not going to have less than 8 something for her credit. Okay. She will get very nervous. She'll be like, we can't have this. I worked real hard to get my credit to where it is. I'm not going back. Okay. So simple strategies beyond Facebook that drive massive traffic and leads to your website and landing pages. Videos are awesome. Strip the audio off all videos and put it on a podcast. He keeps stressing this. Email marketing. These are people that are most likely to buy from you when you do that email marketing. And Antonio does it all the time, where he sends emails every day, and they're just emails of value. He's not saying, hey, come buy this from me. Mm-mm. He's just giving value. And you know, he may tell people, hey, check out this podcast. Check out my podcast, Secrets of Success, for more information on what the email was about. That's it, okay? The average email open rates are between 21 and 23%. Reference to chapters 6 and 7 for more help here. Okay. Oh, I believe he's talking about the multipliers book. And then he also talks about, this is a critical component of the conversion code. So that's the book he's speaking on, chapter 6 and 7 of the conversion code. He also talks about retargeting. You want to use ad roll or retargeter. This allows you to be everywhere on the internet at the same time. The act of presenting additional ads to someone who visited your website or landing pages, setting up the retargeting campaign is easy. You only need to update quarterly and building ads before you need them. Images are everything, and make sure your ads stand out because everybody's putting ads out. So you want to make sure yours stand out so people can notice them and that they're not like everybody else's ad. A retargeter is a company that provides 7 best practices for retargeting campaigns. 1, don't overbear or underbear. Just because somebody visits your website, that does not mean that you should overwhelm them with ads. Okay, don't do it. Okay, because every time I get on a website and an ad pops up, I don't even read it. I just immediately look for the X button. That is my goodness, what are you doing? Hold on, you know. But you don't want to show them too few ads either. But Retargeter found that 15 to 20 impressions to each of your users every month is the most elegant way to keep your brand type of mind. So you don't want to show too many ads, but you also don't want to show too few ads. Make sure, 2, your ads are well branded. Most banner ads don't get clicked on, and they don't. Okay, so it needs to build your brand and get customers telling you that we saw you everywhere online. Every time I click on something to look at it, like the next day or within the hour, if I get on social media, I'm seeing an ad for what I just looked at. I'm like, wait a minute, okay, y'all following me. I got it. So you want your ads to look great and have a strong call to action, but you can also brand them, okay? 3, understand your view through window. Not all leads will click on your ad, which is true. Some will actually see your ad and then type your URL into a new tab or a window. So when this happens, it should also be considered as a conversion. Most targeting software will give you the data, which is good. 4, have an incredible network. It doesn't work very well if your targeting audience is tiny. But you can supplement your retargeting efforts by using the Google Display Network so you can reach all of your possible customers, not just the ones you tagged. And you can also use ad roll and upload your current list of emails. 5, optimize your conversion funnel. Your ads won't matter if where you send your clicks don't convert. Make sure you use all of the landing page design tips covered in chapter 1 when you deploy the marketing ad. 6, target an actionable audience. You can retarget based on the specific page they visited. And then by getting micro with your retargeting, you can get macro on your conversion. So there's a difference between micro and macro. I've heard him talk about it. Excuse me. I heard him talk about it several times. And then finally, 7, segment your active audience. You can burn an audience when you retarget. It can be useful when they buy and you don't want them to see any more ads. So to wrap up the curation, it helps keeps audience engaged by finding and sharing great content from somewhere else. Okay. Also help supplement already created contacts. Snip.ly makes it easy to attach a call to action every time you share. So you can add it to any site. You can strategically add your brand to the most respected sites for free. And so you find and share great content and bring traffic back to your site. PRweb.com. I'm going to put that in the chat as well. That's there as well. You can go and find that. Okay. And then also, Adonia, he has the link to Century of Self. It is a movie that he made the core watch so that we could understand how branding works and how, what do you call it, programming works. In one story, he talks about it, one of the stories in Century of Self, they call it the Torches of Freedom movement. And so when back then, sometime long time ago, it was not, I guess, ladylike for women to smoke cigarettes. But then the gentlemen start, you know, programming women's minds that, hey, you can smoke too. And saying how cigarettes represent gentlemen's members. And so they had this big parade. I forgot what the name of the parade was. But then the ladies took out the cigarettes during the parade as they were marching in the parade and lit them up. And they called them Torches of Freedom. If you look at Century of Self, it's really good. Antonio will tell you, hey, it is boring. It is. But it teaches you a lot about how to program people's minds with marketing and campaigning and all those things that they do. And so closing thoughts on that, content curation is not about posting content. It's about programming the masses, which is true. Okay. And you want to post 1,000 pieces of content a day so people can buy from you. And with that, Miss Adonia Dixon, her micro business is complete. So congratulations to you, Miss Adonia. Everyone, if you can, unmute your mics. Congratulations to Miss Adonia, your micro business.
Yay, congrats.
Okay.
Awesome. I heard two businesses in that. Boy, I was taking notes so fast, I'm probably be 2 hours late to work today.
Okay, so I'm glad
you
were taking
notes.
That
was so good, Grace. You did. You tell Antonio, you did fabulous.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I will let him know and let him know that Deanna came through, okay, with her. The things that she was sharing as well. I'm going to email all of this to you, Adonia. So keep your notes that you wrote, but also you're going to have everything that that I was looking, all the notes that I was reading from, and you will have it in the email as soon as we get done here. All right.
Renee, look for an email from me because you're getting ready to get hired, sister girl.
All right now, Renee. Okay.
She's on another phone call, but I will tell her. Miss Adonia, she's on another business phone call. I will tell her to look at the phone.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Awesome job, Miss Adonia.
Yes. All right. Miss Brenda, did you have something? You had a question or something you wanted to share? Okay. No, women. Yeah, okay. I'm unmuted. All right. All right. Well, ladies and gents, today is Tuesday. There was no film school today. Those of us who are a part of film school, no film school today. But we will have the Bureau keynotes this evening, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, where Mrs. Deanna Smith will be delivering a keynote. And I'm excited to hear what she has to give to us this evening. So come on, those of us who are part of the Bureau, and join us this evening for that. We will take part in that and listen to her greatness. All right. Okay, because we got work to do. I understand. It's happy there's no field school. Okay. People that you haven't. Okay. Again, we're going to get to everyone. Antonio is doing a lot of work and getting a lot of things done for his mom at the moment. So that's why he hasn't been on, and that's why I've been taking charge of the meeting. So as soon as he gets done with, to a time where he can get everyone micro business done. We will be getting to you. No worries. Please just be patient. Hang on. And we're gonna get to everyone and their micro business. Also, you know, continue to send Antonio positive vibes, him and his mom. They're doing great. He just has a lot that's going on and that he has to take care of. And so just continue to you know, send one up for him and his family. So thank you so much, Miss Susan. So, but again, we will see y'all this evening at 7 p.m. Everyone have a great day, a great Tuesday. You can plant better. You can dominate. Love you, everybody.
Love you more, and Grace, you are doing a fantastic job.
Thank you, Dr.
Yes, awesome.
Thank you, Ms. Frieda. Talk to y'all later.